Saving for retirement is arguably the most complicated financial endeavor we will ever undertake. Not only does saving for retirement implicate theories of portfolio construction, but also our likely lifespans, our tolerance for risk, our shared economic future, and the likely trajectory of our own careers. To simplify retirement planning, many turn to basic rules of thumb. For instance, as indicated by U.S. News, retirement planning has long relied upon two guidelines, the 70% replacement ratio and the 4% withdrawal rate. The replacement ratio is the percentage of one's pre-retirement income required to maintain the same standard of living in retirement. That's often pegged at 70%. Many have come to conclude that this ratio is antiquated. In fact, during the early years of retirement, one might need more than 70% of pre-retirement income and then about 70% thereafter. You might ask why people need less than 100% of pre-retirement income to maintain their standard of living. Typically, certain expenses taper off during retirement, including those related to supporting children. Mortgages are often paid off by then, and commuting costs are a thing of the past. That's where the withdrawal rate comes into play. This represents the percentage of the retirement portfolio one can safely withdraw each year without depleting savings too quickly. Traditionally, this has involved taking out 4% of the nest egg during year one and then adjusting that year one figure by inflation going forward. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.